Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Should we start?
Yes, but you're not allowed to touch that pen once we get going.
Why?
Oh. We've had complaints.
Have you?
Yeah.
By who?
A lot of people.
Listeners?
More than listeners. Key members of this podcast.
We are the key members. So you.
No. By Jack the Snipper.
Jack the Snipper's been whinging about me holding a pen.
Apparently it's very hard to edit things when there's...
Oh, it's because I fidget.
I know. So have you finished writing?
Yeah.
Okay, pen is now...
No, I need it for notes. I need it next to me.
We'll put it there.
I'll put it there and I won't thingy. I'm not a toddler. Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, what is the perfect number of pints to have at a pub?
Oh, God. Zero.
I'm really, at the time of recording, we'll talk about this more, but I'm really hungover today. And is jealousy ever okay? Well, it's a sin. It's a, what's going on in your life? Producer Ben writing a script there. You okay, hon? I'll even be. It's been like that all week. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we? William Hansen, the UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not, Jordan North. Just realised there's nothing written in the script. Sorry.
If you know I'm more... Right, let's riff it. Come on, let's riff
okay.
it. Right, let's riff... Oh, God, this is not
I'm
a good
more
start.
Creative, you're more belated. No.
No, keep going, we'll get there. This is what we call... Little peek behind the curtain.
Oh, for God's sake.
This is what they call peeling the onion.
Peeling? Oh, yes, you've talked about this years ago.
Valerie Geller, who's a radio host. So you come up with an idea.
Sister of Yuri.
And then, I don't think so.
Okay.
And then you peel away the layers of the onion until you get to the good bit. I'm more...
We haven't even bought the onion yet. That's what we are on this podcast.
I'm more Halfords, you're more Happy Shopper.
Well, I'm not more Halfords, am I?
Sorry, Harrods.
Yes, I have
done. I think we've done that one.
We've done Harrods and Halfords before.
I'm more Lacoste, you're more low cost. I think we've done that one.
I think we've done that as well.
Wait.
I mean, you could do I'm more Gant and then other things, but I don't think so.
Wait.
Talking of Gant, that polo rugby shirt that I was wearing.
Yeah, they've been in touch.
Yes, they've
they?
Been. They commented on the video. Did you not see?
I feel bad.
About that rugby top. And one of our G&D divas actually commissioned that rugby top.
Designed it at work for him.
Scroll down on Instagram.
I'm more... What rhymes with Lidl?
Tiddle.
No.
Rugby, rough guy.
Ben, just get yourself off.
I'm more rugby top, you're more...
Rugby bottom.
Come on, we've got to get...
I'm more cushion, you're more cushy.
Do get in touch. Oh, no, that's the wrong number. 0379, that's the other one. Do get in touch on socials and help us out. We're running low on these. I'm more...
Yeah, we mentioned last week that we needed help.
I'm more bed setter, you're more sofa bed.
Right.
Should we go with that one?
We'll go with that one. Okay. Woohoo! Okay, let's do the challenge.
G&D, I need air at dog, me. Oh.
New gin.
It's been...
Can I say, I had to buy this gin at Paddington Station at 8:10 in the morning.
Oh.
The looks you get.
I bet.
Patricia behind the... behind the counter, she said, "You all right?" I said, "Yes, it's..." And I lied. I said, "It's for a party tonight." She went, "On a Monday."
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Did you buy just that?
Just the gin.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a sign of... Why did you do a silent one?
Just because we don't need the joke.
No, just do it. It's part of the podcast. Oh.
Just a small one.
So I'm usually hungover on a Monday.
Yeah, and you are.
Not hungover, but it's usually like a 2 day. So Sunday I'm pretty rough, and then today I had a couple of drinks yesterday, and I'm a bit fuzzy today.
Oh dear.
Yeah, but it's kind of like on a Sunday it's a nice hangover. We've talked about this, but on a Monday when you've got stuff to do.
Yeah, start of the week.
Start of the week. We're meeting on Thursday, aren't we?
We are going out for a luxury dinner.
Are we drinking?
I
like to know because I don't drink in the week now, do I?
We can do whatever you like.
Probably won't have a drink on Thursday.
That's fine. I probably will. I'll be with you. need to get through it. Ben, what are you doing on Thursday night? Do you want to come? Oh, he looks so... You can't win with Ben.
Ben's currently gone through a moustache stage. And he's actually got a moustache. And I'm not going to lie, I quite like it. It does actually suit him. You're not keen, are you?
I'm not wild about moustaches, no.
I'm not trying to impress, will you?
Apparently, Kat loves it. I don't mind. No, I can't. Have she heard the impression yet?
No.
I'm really nervous about
Do you know what
that.
Ben...
Because I genuinely love her to bits, but she does scare me.
Do you know what Ben sent me over the weekend? Remember in a previous episode a few weeks ago, we talked about how he was spotted at a luxury Hampstead wedding.
Mm.
Ben sent me the actual photograph of the moment. Clearly the photographer was on hand, because obviously he's a celebrity, so they're ready to take his picture, but apparently that is the moment where he was talking to some of the guests.
Nice tie, that Ben.
Luke, Joe, Will, and Freddie, and various others. Freddie came up and said, "Guys, there's a celebrity," and that is the face of a celebrity, unmoustached, looking slightly better. Please say you're not having a moustache for my wedding.
Yeah,
you're not coming in if you do.
Anyway, who should we toast to?
Let's do a forward toast to all our G&D Divas, who are going to send us in lots of lovely I'm More Your Mores.
Okay, to our G&D Divas that are sending I'm More.
This is an advanced thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you. Delicious. Go on, down it.
Said it before.
We like to...
No, not on Monday. Oh.
Why not?
Oh, it puts hairs on your chest, that. Oh, as always... If you need our help with something, then we would love it if you got in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexandmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sextedmyboss, or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply and his own letter to paper. The address for that is on the website, sextedmyboss.com.
And remember, if you do need to get in touch with us at any point with a letter, you will be kept anonymous.
Yep, you can.
Producer
be kept
Ben
anonymous.
Will keep you. Producer Ben will know your name, but we won't.
Also, on the emails and stuff, we promise we won't reveal our sources. I always get mixed up with relieve and reveal.
I don't think we're relieving anyone.
We won't reveal our sources.
It's not a service we yet offer. But if we go on Patreon, you never know. We could add it in.
Stick a help I sent to my boss sticker on it and do all.
We also have some problems accrued from the tour. They are off the charts, and so we will go through those at some point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
For those that didn't hear them on the tour. And speaking of writing in, in possibly the world's most exciting news ever, we've got a new website.
Have we?
And a new address.
Have we?
We do.
Oh, why does no one tell me any?
We're telling you now.
I thought this podcast is like split.
It's all on the WhatsApp group.
I need a new laptop.
There we are.
Oh, that's good. Oh, check out our new website. Yeah.
And you'll notice, G&D Divas, I mean, it's not the most, you won't spend long on it, but on the contact page, we've got a new address. So if you are writing in a handwritten letter, there's a new address. However, if you have already sent letters to the old address, don't panic. We'll still get them eventually.
Give them our bloody personal addresses.
Should we put that on?
So we've got that's our new address for tax reasons.
It's our new address because it's...
Yeah, it's a London one now instead of the Manchester one.
Yes, because none of us actually live in Manchester, so that's predominantly why there was a delay always with the letters.
I know who we should have toasted to.
Who?
Well, we should have toasted to. Go back. That was a rewind.
Did Valerie Geller teach you that?
Wait, I'll do it again.
We're not on CBBC, Jordan.
Go back. We should toast to Audio Always for celebrating their 10th year.
Oh, yes.
So Audio Always, we don't talk about them enough. They are the ones that produce this podcast. They're a production company based predominantly in Salford. And Stuart is the exec producer of this podcast. It's his company, and they've celebrated 10 years.
Well done.
Cheers, boyos. Good man. 10 years I started that company, father and son. To Audio Always.
Thank you.
I started with nothing but a laptop and a bit of ambition. And now look at me. I have two houses on an hill. And mine's the middle one.
Okay. Well, that's lovely. So how's your week been?
I feel like I'm that member of staff that walks into the office and goes, oh, you won't believe what's happened to me. Or, oh, you won't believe the weekend I've had, but you won't believe what's happened to me. You won't believe the weekend I've had. I've out-Jordaned myself.
Oh, God.
So I had a gig at the weekend.
What were you playing? Bass?
No.
Pan flute?
DJ. I was
DJ.
I was at air race courses in Scotland.
Air race courses?
And I was on at 20 past 10 at night, bearing in mind.
Oh, peak time.
Yeah, the first race was round about midday.
Okay.
So come 20 past 10, they were what I can only describe as shit-faced.
Right.
Absolutely hammered.
Yeah.
Right.
They probably would have been hammered in the morning.
They were lovely, lovely. Like, do you know what? It's true about, they're so nice up there.
Which bit of Scotland is Ayr? Where is it close
to? I think it's about a 45-minute drive from Glasgow.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we got there and it was just great. Really, like, really good gig, really. Couldn't understand a word of saying.
What do you play?
Songs.
But what sort of songs? Have you dropped any violin yet?
No. I didn't. I was about to play...
The Boy Does Nothing.
Sweet Caroline. And that was strongly advised by my tour manager not to.
By your tour manager? Are you cheating on Adam?
It is. Oh, he's called Adam as well, my tour manager. I was like, how do you know him? So he was like, don't play that, mate. It's an English song, isn't it? And so I was like, yeah.
Oh, is it?
But you got people going, hey, I play like I'm fine, hey, thing. I'm going, I can't hear you. What? Are you playing like I 500 miles? Yeah, sure. Yeah, no bother. Yeah, yeah.
But Sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond was American.
Yeah, no.
How's it an English song?
Because England use it now. Apparently it's a Rangers song as well, which would have caused me a load of shit I didn't need on the night. So half the room divided. So yeah, it was good. So I did that. Mm. Good gig. Hey, pal, hey, I'm going, hey. And I'm like, yeah, cheers, thanks. God, set that, pal, hey. And you will not believe what happened to me at the airport.
What? So, the airport?
What?
The airport.
I don't get it.
Oh, for God's sake.
I don't get it.
The airport. Where were you in Scotland?
Oh, airport. Oh, okay. No, this is...
It's a subtle joke.
Did I tell you my family in joke, by the way?
No.
We call an airport a plane station. Because my brother, we was on holiday, and my little brother went, what time do you have to be at the plane station tomorrow? Anyway.
Gosh, the journey must fly by.
So I get off the flight in Glasgow.
Yes.
On Saturday.
Yes.
And I get in the taxi to go to the gig.
Mm.
And in my DMs on Instagram was the air stewardess who...
Jokes write themselves.
Who messaged me and said, you've left your iPad and book on the plane in the little... bit in the chair in front.
Jordan, you've only just got that iPad.
I've only just got that iPad. So I couldn't get it that day. So then I went back early the next morning and it had still not been handed in to Lost Property. It was somewhere still in the airport, definitely handed in. And then the clock started ticking down. I needed to check in and get on my plane. So I just pretty much begged this lovely lady to go and look for it. And she said, right, it's at the other side of the airport. It's going to take me probably 20 minutes to get there. Let me have my breakfast and I'll bring it back. So she brought it back for me.
Yes.
The iPad and the book. Great. I was really, really relieved. Revealed? Relieved.
You weren't revealed.
I was really relieved. So then I go through security at Glasgow Airport. And I get through. And then I'm in duty free. And I was about to buy some Johnny Walker Black Label. By the way, can't recommend that enough. Johnny Walker Black's really good. It was on offer. Full litre, £23, I think it were. Not if you're travelling in the UK. So it's Brexit or something, I don't know. So you can get it if you're going to Spain or wherever.
Mm.
And then the tannoy comes on.
Oh, God.
I hear the tannoy goes, well, Jordan North, please come to security. That's Jordan North to security. Jordan North to security, please. And I was like, oh, God.
They were local.
So I went there, and he's like, right, pal, you've left your passport.
Oh, for God's sake, Jordan.
I'd left my passport, and I knew straight away. So I left my passport in one of the grey trays that you put through security, and someone had found it. So I'm there, but the lad who had it went to look for me at the airport. Right? So I'm waiting at security, and this lad's, and I'm bearing in mind I need to get on the plane, and yes, the lad's like looking around, finally, frantically found him. So in the space of 24 hours, I'd lost a passport, an iPad, and a book.
But you're here now.
And I just said, right, I need a drink. So yes, that's why I'm.
And then you couldn't even buy one.
That's why I'm pretty hungover today. So I thought, I need a drink.
Oh, bless you. Did you need your passport really to fly, do a domestic flight?
You've got some form of ID. You've got a show.
You've got a driving license, don't you?
Just about, yeah.
Oh. Oh, you've got many points on it.
No, it took me 7 times to pass, didn't it?
Oh, yes, you were 7. Yeah. I was 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do believe that if you fail after 5, you probably shouldn't be allowed on the road. And this is someone that took 7. Like,
no, but are you a good driver?
My little brothers won't get in the car with me.
Oh, right. No. Okay.
I'm better now. And I wish, if like me, yes, you struggle to learning to drive, I wish I'd learned in an automatic.
But then you can't drive a manual.
Yeah, I'd only ever drive an automatic now. I think manuals are so... Like, why? Nobody else uses manuals apart from the British, really. So, just automatic, so you just press your pedal and that's it.
Yeah, I'm aware how it works.
And like, I will never not drive an automatic now.
Oh, have I changed? Although you're more driven, aren't you?
No, I do most of the driving.
Oh, do you? You don't just get in a car that someone's provided?
No, I'm driving up north in a couple of weeks.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll tell everyone the date and we can all be off the road.
So there you go.
And you, before we started recording, you came in and announced...
Really?
That
have some decorum.
You were feeling the effects of, have I changed again, a Sri Lankan curry.
I might have had a Sri Lankan curry yesterday.
He said, oh, what do I fancy tonight? Shall I have a Domino's? Shall I have a Fray Bentos? No. I'll have a Sri Lankan curry.
It was actually a place that I've always wanted to go to.
In Sri Lanka?
No, it was in Soho.
Right. Okay.
It's really good. It's called... oh, shit, what's the name of it?
The Sri Lankan curry house?
No, I'll tell you, because I'm going to... If you ever... Hoppers. Thank you. It's called Hoppers.
Hoppers?
In London.
If you ever sound very Sri Lankan.
The staff are so lovely, and they do these hopper bowls.
What's a hopper bowl?
It's like a... bowl with a thin naan bread in and an egg on. Oh, it was amazing. It was absolutely...
Well, it sounds lovely, but on the basis that you came in sort of walking a bit funny...
No, I'm fine. It
could be
right.
For all sorts of reasons. I thought...
We were in Soho.
I'll maybe test it another time. Mm. But I'm glad you had a nice time.
Okay. How was your week?
My week is fine. I've been very annoyed by a lack of etiquette. People who... are on their mobile phones watching a film or playing a game, some stupid, like, you know, Farmville-type game, whilst they are commuting.
What's wrong with that?
No, you're walking. You're on an escalator. You're on a staircase. You're walking through a terminal. Get off the phone.
Why?
It's your... Or they're reading. I don't even mind if it doesn't involve
really
a mobile... No, but not
I
whilst
really
you walk.
If you're really into it and you want to get to chapter before, and finish your chapter before you get in work, I do that.
No, because
often.
You don't notice what's going on and you get in everybody else's way.
I'm reading a really dark book at the moment. It's called Boy Parts. It's really...
It's called what?
Boy Parts. It's,
okay.
It's really good.
Are you enjoying Boy Parts?
It's good. It's about this photographer in Newcastle and she takes pictures of boys. It's good, but a bit...
Yeah. It sounds very sinister.
Yeah, it's,
Is this the one you left on the plane?
Yeah.
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 Oh, you don't want to leave your boy parts on the plane, do you? You don't know who will have handled them.
Literally, right themselves.
No, it's frustrating when people do that because it gets in everybody's way. But I don't care what you're watching. I don't care what book you're reading. You can only do one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. Travel, don't read.
Okay.
It's very frustrating.
I think the heat's getting to you. Right, hear me out here, because yes. I'm not one... I love summer. It's my favourite season.
Okay.
Okay. But round about now, I'm starting to look forward to the autumn a bit now.
Yes.
Are you as well? I love the summer. I don't like the winter. Like January, December, Jan, Feb's miserable. But December's all right. But
I mean, there's Christmas there. But
I'm looking forward to the autumn, like going for big muddy walks and stuff like that. And
about 4 years
ago, a pub on a Sunday.
Nice, yeah.
With a nice coat and jumper on and stuff.
About 4 or 5 years ago, when Mike and I were in Orlando,
you've been together years, haven't you?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, seven. Jeez. We were in Walt Disney World, and we were on the Alice in Wonderland ride.
Of course, you
and
were.
For those that know. There's a tiny bit that sort of it's a dark ride inside, and it comes outside for a little bit, and then it goes back. Sort of the track is elevated and goes back inside. And literally, as we're sort of going from one Alice in Wonderland scene to another, and we're outside for, I know you're outside for about 10 seconds. Mikey turns to me and says, "Can't wait for sweater weather when we go home." It's like focused on the ride. Alice is, she's gone down the looking hole. She's about to do battle with the Queen of Hearts. And Mikey ruins the moment and says, "I can't wait for sweater weather when we go home."
Have you ever told him? I know you've told me this privately.
God.
But have you ever
stand by to cut this.
That reminds me of the time. How does Mikey's mind work? That reminds me of the
time. I don't
think
if you're going where I think you're going, we can't.
Where you were.
Yes.
And he said, what did he say? You were in the middle of something.
I really don't think he'll allow this in.
You're in the middle.
We were having a nice cuddle.
You were in the middle of something. And what did he say?
We mustn't forget to vote later on.
Oh, please keep that in, Mikey. Please keep that in.
We said that as well.
Oh, how does his mind work? But it is. I am looking forward to the autumn. We've had a great summer, and I'm not one. I love the
Well, we've had an
weather.
Incredibly hot summer.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been fantastic, hasn't it? Yeah.
What?
Do you not like it?
Climate change.
Yeah, it's climate change. Yeah. This is basically our weather now for the rest of our life.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's been
in about 10 years, this will be cool.
Will it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. But it's been... I'm really enjoying... I've had a good summer. Yeah. I've had a really good summer. I have.
Good. Well, gearing up for the social event of the autumn soon.
What's that? Oh, your wedding. Oh, your wedding.
Speaking of which...
Yeah, how are we getting on with it? I've not asked you. I've not checked in for a while.
We're all right. We've done the order of service.
What's that again?
Like, you know, the order of service. The layout of, you know, hymns, who sings what, who reads what.
I'm really nervous about this reading. But
right.
Okay.
Well, speaking of which...
No. Have you got it?
This is the reading that we're going to get you to read.
Is it?
I'd like you to give it a read now.
On mic?
Yes. Now, Gene Devers, if you're listening to this, you're not actually going to hear this until after the wedding. But here is Jordan North reading the Bible reading.
So what do you think of that?
It's deeply moving.
I've got to do some practicing.
I'm so moved, I might get Ben to read it.
Can we... two up. Can we say what the title is?
What?
This.
Yeah?
But you don't want me to... This is for the... This is going to go out.
You can say the top bit.
Right. So, already, I don't know what the title is. It says, Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes? Ecclesiastes.
I also promise we didn't pick that... based on the title.
It says Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. Is that a train time to Ecclesiastes? What?
So it's pronounced Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes?
Yes.
Ecclese...
Jordan's writing the phonetic pronunciation.
Ecclese...
Ecclese as in John Cleese.
Astes. Ecclesiastes. Okay. Get some practicing.
Yeah. So I thought I'd give that to you now, because then you've got... just over a month to practice it.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you. It's going to be deeply moving.
Oh, hilarious. I get on with it, darling. It's been going on for hours now. I need more champagne.
Can I also ask another thing unplanned? You know what you've brought in today down there?
Yeah.
Your bag?
Yeah.
What the heck are you doing after this?
Oh, sorry.
Looks like you're going camping. That is the biggest bag I have ever seen in my life.
It's because I've been away in Scotland at the weekend and I only took handheld luggage on the plane. So that's from my rowing home. They gave it me for when I was rowing and raised nearly £1 million for charity.
Oh, did you? No, I'll allow him that. He hasn't mentioned that for a while.
No, I don't. That sounds horrible. But yeah, that was the bag.
It's absolutely massive.
It's huge, isn't it?
And you took that all the way out to Scotland?
Yeah, I've got all my kit in there. What?
You just felled a tree.
Got my...
What have you got in there?
Oh, look.
Can I go through it?
You can tell I had a Sri Lankan curry. Look at this.
I don't need to look at anything.
No.
It's my Jordan.
It's my T-shirt. Look. Brand new T-shirt. Not worn it. Put it on for the restaurant yesterday. Look at that.
Oh, look at it. It's got...
Is that...
Awful mucky brown stains all
look
up it.
Look at that.
No, Jordan.
So that was... And my friend... That's my friend's... That's my friend's company, Juggernaut.
Juggernaut?
Yeah, check them out.
Or
the
Juggernaut?
Juggernaut, sorry. Right. Juggernaut. No, Juggernaut.
Well, can I actually see the bloody label?
Juggernaut.
Oh, yeah.
And it's my friend's clothing company. They're really nice. And he sent me that. And look, I'm going to have to get some shout on that. How will I get that out?
Cold water.
Yeah.
Don't smell! God, he smelt it!
Cold water and what?
Just soak it in cold water.
Do you want to go through my bag? That's my jeans, yeah?
And then put some Vanish or something on it.
Oh, sugar, where's my...
Oh, now what have you lost?
Oh, where's my... Oh, no, where's my headphones? My USB stick. That's the money earner. Oh, no.
With all your songs
no.
on it.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. Oh, don't tell me I've lost that. They're headphones. I've only just picking bought them. My life! Where's my book?
There are your boy. Show us your boy parts to the camera. There we go.
Really good. It's like show and tell this. Where's them headphones?
Or hide and seek.
Jesus Christ. I don't believe this. I've lost my pigging headphones. Hopefully they're flat. I don't know why I bother, William. I don't know why I bother.
Well, should we go to something that seems appropriate given the nature and definition of the word?
Yeah.
It's time for William's wacky word of the week.
Good one.
Come on, G&T, it's time to learn a new word with William and Jordan. It's William's wacky word of the week.
And what is it?
Just let you settle.
And what is it?
It's so ironic that this is the word. And the word of the week this week is... eudaimonia. And I'll tell you the definition after the break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, Gene Divas, thanks for sticking with us. William's wacky word of the week is about to be relieved. Revealed. I'm joking.
Eudaimonia.
Eudaimonia.
And ironically, given all of the drama that you've had,
Can I guess what it is?
Yes, go on, have a guess.
When your life's up and down.
No.
When you're a bit scatty and...
No.
Go on.
It's feeling content while travelling.
Feeling content?
While travelling. That lovely feeling you get when you're travelling the world or from Scotland to the UK.
Scotland to the UK.
Scotland to the UK.
Or is it all just soon be called the K?
the kinder.
Hashtag satire. It's that feeling of being content.
Do you wish you'd travelled more after uni and stuff?
No.
No, I...
Well, I did do quite a lot of travelling during university, before university, after university.
I didn't. I just went to Magaluf.
Yeah. We've seen it all, really, in Magaluf. or Megaloof. Should we go to the listeners' problems?
Yeah, let's do it. I am envious of people that did have a gap year and like did loads of travelling and stuff.
Have you tested out the steamer yet? Our sexed steamer.
Yeah, it's great.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want one, swan-brand.co.uk/sexted.
We've got our own little special steamers.
This one is from Chris, and he's given us his pronouns. It's he, him. Dear William Jordan and producer Ben, at the age of 28, I've decided that I want to find myself a boyfriend to settle down with. I've downloaded various dating apps, which probably isn't the best way to find somebody, but social anxiety means it's much more comfortable for me than actually going out to meet people. I am registered blind, and whilst I hope this doesn't matter to any prospective other half, I do think that suddenly turning up to a date with a white cane might make them feel a little awkward. So I have two questions. When should I tell them, and how should I say it? Ooh. Thanks in advance for your help.
I think you maybe tell them before. It doesn't matter, does it? Maybe you tell them before just so they're aware that...
I think you probably do have to put it out in advance.
Yeah, though. You wouldn't say, oh, just to let you know, I've got blonde hair.
Well, no, but you'd see it in a photograph.
That's a good one, Chris.
Oh, yes, it is a good one. And obviously we aren't blind, so thus we can't necessarily give sort of completely genuine advice. But I probably would mention it before. I don't know if you need to put it in your bio.
If I was on a date and they turned up and they were blind and didn't tell me, I don't think that would bother me genuinely.
Well, no, it wouldn't bother me. But I can see that some people being awful would bother them.
Would they? I'm really into first dates at the moment as well. Trying to imagine what they do. Yeah, I think that's down to you, Chris.
Yeah, it's up to you.
If you want to tell them, then drop it in conversation. But if you don't feel like you want to tell them, you don't feel like the right time, I'd say you have to judge it. That's not for us to say, I don't think. Are we copping out there?
I don't know. It's so hard. It's so difficult. Because also, I think other people will react differently. Some people won't care and others will sadly care. So it's very hard to give an actual answer as to go, well, do this because then that'll please everybody.
Yeah. Chris, I think it's down to you. If you want to tell them, just say, drop it in conversation.
Yeah. But forewarned is forearmed, as they say. So if you alert someone in advance, then it maybe saves talking about it on the date when actually you don't want to talk about it on the date. You just want to talk about other things like other people would do on a date. So that would be my suggestion.
Get back in touch for the bonus, Chris, and let us know if you thought that advice was absolutely crap or pretty decent. Because I feel like we've not really helped. It's down to Chris, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. This one is from Chaz.
Is it Chaz?
No, Chaz, I'd read that.
Chaz.
Chaz would be an S.
Would it?
Yeah. Well, this is from Chaz/Chaz. That's hard to say. Chaz/Chaz.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Hi, William and Jordan. I'm currently on a megabus from Leeds to Birmingham. What's a megabus?
Oh, I've been there, love. I have been there. It's cheaper than the train.
Oh, right.
So it's like a fiver, probably a bit more now. And you basically get the bus from wherever to London. It takes about 7 hours.
My friend George the other day was trying to convince me that actually to get to Bristol, if I needed to go home, getting the bus from Victoria Station in London was the way to go. And he literally spent 10 minutes trying to convince me. I'm like, George, I live so close to Paddington Station, I will just get the train. It's a lot quicker to schlep to Victoria from where I live, to get on a bus for 3 hours, to then be the wrong side of Bristol to get... I'll spend the whole day commuting.
The megabus is just a cheaper way to get to London, but right. It takes a long time. But if you're doing all right, you'd get the National Express as well. It's a lot of I might be wrong, but a lot of students get the megabuses and stuff.
Oh, it's come back to me. At university in Manchester, I got the Magic Bus.
Oh, it's similar to that.
Is it similar to that?
Yeah, that the double-decker one from...
Yeah, it's the blue ones.
Yeah, from near the hospital.
Well, I got them from Fallow Field.
Fallow
Field.
Oh, great night out around there.
Well, it was not.
Me and Daryl and Hattie went out around there one time.
Daryl Hattie
when
and
I moved, when I lived with him in Fallow Field. Do you remember? I lived with him in Fallow Field for about 6 weeks.
I know.
Got hammered. Is it Revolution, that res? Anyway,
yes, there is one there.
Got them. Anyway,
Sorry, Chaz/Chaz. Megabus from Leeds to Birmingham. This was okay to start with until we stopped at Manchester, where some undesirables got on. Well, it happens. I'm a woman, so I have a naturally high sense of smell, and the man sat behind me, absolutely fucking stinks of stale beer and fags. Oof. Not pleasant when I still have 2 hours before I arrive in Birmingham and I'm gagging. Is it acceptable to turn round and offer him a mint? Thanks, guys. Chaz/Chaz.
See, my worry is I could have been that guy back in the day when I got the megabus.
Oh. Yes, I would say it's absolutely fine. For those immediately around you, it can be a conversation starter, whether they have funny breath or not. Just go, anyone want a mint?
No, I think you've got to deal with smelly. You just got to deal with smelly people and ignore it. And after a while, you'll get used to the smell. You do, don't you? I watched Nancy Pelosi, whatever she's called. Alex Polizzi. Like a really into Hotel Inspector, and they had a smelly couple on. Have you seen that one yet?
Which one?
It's the hotel in the village, and he like on the. It's awful to say, but he looks like he smells, and she had to deal with it in a very.
Oh, okay.
Sensible way, but with smelly people, I think you've just got to get. You can't say excuse me, you smell, because what can they do?
Yeah,
you could move.
You could ask to move seats if possible.
Any spare seats, but I don't. Think...
I don't think there's anything wrong in offering if you've got like not necessarily a bag of crisps, but particularly if you've got a mint dispenser that will sort of dispense the mints in a contactless way. Mm. You know, some of the ones you press the top or that sort of thing, or you can sort of. Use the foil to sort of not touch a mint to then offer it to somebody. I think offering it to those north, south, east, west around you is absolutely fine.
Mm, okay. I think you've just got to deal with it. We should do an episode on a mega bus. You'd love it.
No, we don't.
Don't ever sit
next to... Why don't we do an episode at the Ritz?
Top tip, don't sit next to the toilet. It's not just the smell, it's the door constantly banging and going whilst you're trying to get your head down.
Oh, I genuinely can't
think I watched the full series of Mike Bassett Manager on... A Megabus once. So he, obviously, you know, Mike Bassett, England Manager, is one of my favourite films.
No. I've never heard of that.
Mike Bassett. Oh, by the way, right, going off here, off piece, got to watch the new Top Gun. It's absolutely fantastic. The new Top Gun's amazing because I grew up watching it because it was my dad's favourite film. The new one's great. But yeah, Mike Bassett did a series. They did a TV series.
Who is Mike Bassett?
He's Jim. Ricky Tomlinson plays him. Oh, he's a football manager. Anyway, I watched a full series of that with my friend Stuart on a Megabus once. England will play 4-4. Have you not seen it?
Funnily enough, no.
You have, haven't you? Yeah. It's about an England manager.
I get that.
It's a comedy. It's fantastic. Next one.
Dear William and Jordan, my girlfriend and I were hosting a wine and cheese night the other night.
Ooh.
And I encountered an etiquette dilemma.
The day I host a wine and cheese night is the day I move back to Burnley. Right.
When pouring a round of wine, I then froze as my dilemma occurred, resulting in this email to William to seek resolution. What is the social etiquette on whom to serve wine to first? Should I have served my male friend before my girlfriend, or vice versa? Obviously, female guests are the proverbial ace of spades. What does that mean? Therefore, trumping all. Oh, I see. However, in this case of male guest versus girlfriend, we didn't know who to choose. We hope William can help sort out this social situation. Many thanks, you're always welcome round for a wine and cheese, Robin Exeter. Could we also talk about wine and cheese versus cheese and wine? I would call it a cheese and wine.
Oh, we had this argument recently because I'd say a meat potato pie, but a lot of people say potato and meat pie.
No, I'd go meat first.
Meat potato pie.
Because meat is the main ingredient.
Or is it a cheese and ham toastie or ham and cheese toastie? I say cheese and ham. Some people
I'd say ham and cheese.
See, I knew you'd say
what?
Ham and cheese.
All right, calm down.
It's a cheese and ham toastie, innit? I'll have a cheese and ham toastie, not a ham and cheese.
No, I'd say ham and cheese.
Cheese and ham. Anyway, so...
I'd probably say, please could I have a Gruyere and jambon panini, probably.
Okay.
Did you know, talking of wacky words, at school, this is the sort of fun I had at school.
We're going way off piece today.
So we'll come back to you, Robin Exeter. See? Stop it!
You're horrible to me.
At school, in the crypt where the sixth form were allowed to hang.
The common room.
Yeah, but it was literally a converted crypt.
What's a crypt?
Like, sort of, almost like where the, underneath a place of worship. So it was underneath the school chapel.
What the... Balls on Hell is a crypt.
Like a... Could you look up the definition of crypt for me, Ben, please?
I've never heard of a crypt in my life. Is it like a snug?
No, it's like a... It's where they'd put bodies originally, or like a resting place, I think.
And that's where you used to chill out?
Well, yeah, it was converted.
Did it have a pool table?
Yes, it did, actually.
I didn't go to sixth form. I always wanted to know, because... So your common room was downstairs?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was on
right,
the chapel.
Anyway, come on, we need to go to things...
Anyway, in the crypt, they would serve at lunchtime. If you didn't want to go to the dining hall, you could get panini. But they would always put on the blackboard paninis. Now grammar lesson here.
You always correct.
Paninis is like saying sandwiches is. Okay, panini is the plural. If you have one, it's a panino. If you have two, it's you have two panini, but one panino. It's a bit like a piece of scribbly writing on a wall. That is a piece of graffito, but if it is part of a collage, it's graffiti. So next time,
how are you?
You want a ham and cheese toasty, but you want to go Italian, you can have a ham and cheese panino.
Did you correct them on panini?
Yes. Oh. In the silk tie.
But you got extra spit in that panini the day you ordered that.
Deborah, who ran the crypt, thought it was marvellous.
Really?
So recollections may vary, but that's how I remember
anyway,
it.
Anyway, I'd say cheese and wine night.
Right. I would say cheese and wine night. But back to Rob's dilemma. I would say, so your girlfriend or your partner, regardless of your gender, their gender, blah, 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 takes the same status as you, basically. And in protocol, that's sort of how we would do it. So your partner is the same status as you when you are accompanying them. So pour for your friend, regardless of their gender, before you pour for you, plural.
Because they're the guest.
Because they're the guests.
So pour for your guests first. Yeah. And if there's more guests, I take it ladies first.
Well, yeah, and you say ladies first. And actually, Rob in Exeter say that obviously female guests are the proverbial ace of spades and therefore trump all. I mean, yes, maybe historically, but I think gender norms in etiquette are slightly changing. So just because they're a woman or just because they're a man doesn't necessarily automatically assume that they are X or Y. I think it depends on age. But I don't know how old Rob is. Exeter might be a little bit behind the times. I don't know. But I would probably not just do anything just because they're a woman. I would do something because they're a person.
I once got CPR to me in a hotel in Exeter.
You got what?
Well, it was kind of like CPR. I was at a...
Was it bondage?
No, God, no. I was at... was it a student radio gig?
Big Weekend.
It might have been Big Weekend before I started.
It's a massive weekend. You nearly
died. I'd say CPR, but I'd basically slept through my alarm.
It's a bit dramatic. It's a way to wake someone up.
I slept through my alarm and I was on the bed and I was a bit pissed and it was like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon and they come and...
tied up.
No, I wasn't tied up and they'd let themselves in and shook me and he said, he was like, I went, oh God, what time is it? It's like I think it's about 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon. But checkout was at 12. He's like, bloody hell, I was going to give you CPR then. I just remember that and be like, oh, give us a half hour, I'll get up. And I got delayed that day.
Give us
day.
A half, you were already, checkout was at 12.
I can't remember. I got delayed that day as well. I had to change it. I had to get a bus up to Stafford and then a bus from Stafford to... anyway, I'm going way off piece today. I chat so much shite, though.
Final letter, this is from Anonymous. Dear William Jordan and the other one, I've been a long-time listener, but I never really had a dilemma to send in until now. Please keep me anonymous, as my friend is also a listener of your podcast.
That's what we're here for.
Already loving this. My friend has been on the dating scene for a while and has recently met the one. As with all the dates he goes on, he played back the dates to me and explained how it went reasonably well. I thought that it was great and I was excited that he had finally found someone. He then went into some additional detail that I cannot forget, and this is where I need your help. What is the issue, I hear you ask. So, as he played back their evening, his date, now girlfriend, decided to tell him that she has recently started vabbing. I don't know what vabbing is.
I don't know what vabbing.
She watched a tutorial on TikTok and has been doing it ever since.
Vabbing.
At the gym, going to work, doing the big shop. Oh!
She's like...
No, it tells us what it is. Sure, this is... You name it. I can't read this.
What's vabbing?
She places her fingers down there and then proceeds to dab on a little bit of her natural scent. Yes, she has been retrieving her beef juices with her fingers and placing them behind her ears and on her wrists. My initial reaction was WTF.
Right, so let's work this out.
No.
So, just for the cameras, so she'd be... do it, and then it's a... Wow. Carry on reading the rest of it.
The dilemma I have is I will soon be meeting his new girlfriend. You'll smell her first. And he will be bringing her along to my luxury barbecue gathering. What is the etiquette for complimenting a friend's other half on their scent?
What if he has to kiss her cheek to
cheek? Oh, no!
go.
Should
oh, you smell nice.
Should I avoid cooking fish on the barbecue to ensure that my friend does not get confused about the whereabouts of his girlfriend and her scent wafting around the garden? Please help.
I think it's just a... You just can't mention it. Do it. Oh, I love lovely to meet you. You smell nice. Is that Chanel number 5? Oh, you've got on there. It smells beautiful. Is it?
Eau de Minge.
Oh, damn it. I've never. Is it called Babin?
Apparently so.
I've never heard of this. Wow.
What I like the fact, if you've asked to keep us anonymous, because both you and your friend, the boyfriend of the girlfriend, listen to the podcast. I don't know how many. I don't think your sort of shield of anonymity is going to work too much, because I would imagine there aren't many friends who also have friends that listen to the podcast whose new girlfriend vabs.
If it's on TikTok, they'll all be doing it. As if it's on... What, do you get a tutorial? Should we watch a TikTok?
No, let's not watch a vabbing tutorial. Vabbing. I do not need to watch that.
Just when you've...
I wouldn't comment on anyone's natural... I wouldn't comment on any how anyone at that barbecue smells.
Could a boy do that?
Well, probably.
Cabin.
Pabbing, maybe. I don't
Pabbing.
Know.
Ugh. Right, I mean, what's the question? Jesus wept. I just, when you think, what's the question?
Do you know what I'd do in your loo? I would put by your basin, obviously nice clean bathroom, and then put out on the side a selection of eau de toilettes and parfum for people to help themselves to.
I have that in mind.
Yes, you do. And I'd do that and hope that they might put that on rather than Eau de Minge.
I just think it's one of them where you don't mention it to them. That's highly personal, but after a few drinks, you tell everyone else.
I don't really have anything to say on that. I like to feel that I can give advice on most things, but...
Oh.
That's disgusting. I think we've peaked. We've ended.
You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexwithmyboss.com. Or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sexwithmyboss. Anybody else want to know what she smells like?
No.
Is that weird? Is that weird?
I don't wish to smell that either on someone's... No.
I bet you can't smell it. Ugh. Or you can write to... Or is it like when...
It's really
is it because, like, a lot of... I've heard men are quite attractive if they smell a bit of BO-y, a bit manly, a bit, like, you know, sweaty.
No, darling, no.
No?
No.
Or you can write to William, who promised... When Mikey gets When Mikey gets in off building yard, he comes home with all his kit on, he's a bit sweaty, that must turn you on a bit.
No, it absolutely doesn't.
That smell?
No.
Doesn't that?
No.
No?
No. He's straight in that shower, rubbing Christian Dior on him.
Lucky Christian. Oh, you can write to William, he promised us a handwritten reply on his own letter to paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com.
Goodbye.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.